three nationally known black gay leaders had been arrested in Congressman Walter Fauntroy's office in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Fauntroy being, of course, primarily responsible with the committee there for putting on the march.
Can I get this on tape? Is that okay?
Sure.
For tonight's show?
Sure, but unfortunately, I left my notes at work.
Oh, no.
So that the notes that in which I detail, I wrote down exactly what I was told, I don't have. So I'm not even sure. I guess it must have been Thursday night.
Do you remember who the three black leaders were?
Yeah. Well, they're well known. Mel Boozer was arrested. Ray Melrose, who was also a former president of the Washington Coalition of Black Gays, and Phil Pannell, P-A-N-N-E-L-L, who is a he's black and he's a commissioner, a Washington D.C. commissioner. He's one of the commissioners appointed by Mayor Barry. You know, at the request of the gay community to appoint black gays to positions of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And also one other person was arrested, Ray Melrose's lover, who's white. I don't know his name. They were protesting. They were there to protest the failure of the march to include a lesbian or gay speaker. The nominees for speakers were Audre Lorde, who is, of course, a lesbian feminist, Barbara Smith, who is a black lesbian author, and, of course, James Baldwin. And Audre Lorde was essentially, I think, the person that they were advocating to be invited to speak, but one of those three. And none of them was included. Congressman Fauntroy, or Delegate Fauntroy, I guess is what he's technically called, because Washington, D.C. is not a state, made some homophobic comments about diluting the impact of the march by paying lip service to too many fringe groups, including the lesbian gay rights movement as one of those fringe groups, and therefore he was not advocating or supporting the inclusion of a lesbian or gay speaker in march. In addition, my understanding from Gil Gerald is that the place that the lesbian gay contingent had been assigned in the march was changed and was moved to considerably further back in the march. And the demands that were put forth by Melrose, Boozer, and Pannell in their sit-in, it was a peaceful sit-in, they actually sat in at Fauntroy's office, who I understand was not there, but at whose orders, or upon whose knowledge at least, the three were arrested and removed from the office. They were subsequently released that night on their own recognizance. But the demands that were being put forth by them, and you'll note that it was three blacks who were arrested and while doing the sit-in, as well as one white person, and that is primarily because the black gay community has been responsible for coordination of the lesbian gay community's activity in the march, although the National Gay Task Force, Gay Rights National Lobby, Gay Rights Advocates, the National Gay Rights Advocates, and the International Association of Black and White Men Together are all co-sponsors and co-endorsers of the march, co-sponsors of the lesbian gay contingent.
Was there any feeling among them that they should boycott the mobilization because of
it? Well,
that?
there was discussion of it, and Chris Cothran, who is co-chair of the National Coalition of Black Gays, did call me as a member of the board of directors of NCBG to poll me as to how I felt. And the general consensus seemed to be that it made more sense for us to, for the lesbian gay contingent to march in the parade, to march in the demonstration, rather than to withdraw our participation, but to make known our the attempt to exclude us from one of those groups whose civil rights are being denied and who have a primary concern about peace, jobs, and freedom in this country.
Well, what can be done to, do you think more education is needed among the black community?
Well, primarily among the, it needs to be stated that the primary opposition was coming from members of the committee itself, including Donna Brazile, B-R-A-Z-I-L-E, who is the chief or was the chief coordinator of the march in Washington, and from Delegate Fauntroy. The chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, Julian Dixon, with whom you may or may not know I met at the beginning of May in Washington, was very supportive and has been very supportive of our attempts both to participate in a significant location within the march itself and in terms of advocating a lesbian or gay speaker for the march. His entreaties on our behalf apparently fell on deaf ears. The same is true of Coretta Scott King, whom I understand has also been supportive. And so has, what is his name? Is Laurie. I can't remember what his position is. He's a church leader, I believe. Again, my notes would clarify that. So that there have, the point is that there have been a number of black leaders who have been supportive, but they have not been the key persons in charge of organizing the march. And Fauntroy, of course, has always been a reluctant and belated supporter of lesbian gay rights. And although he is a co-sponsor of the gay rights bill in Congress, but the problem is not that there was universal animosity to full participation of the lesbian gay contingent, so much as it was that there was that there's specific animosity in key places.
Okay, so I was reading the paper that most of the black congressmen were supporting gay rights and had even signed on as co-sponsors of the gay rights.
Surely you know that already.
So you don't feel it shows 17 any.
17 of the 20 black of the 20 members of the Congressional Black Caucus are co-sponsors of the National Gay
mm-hmm.
Rights Bill.
So you feel this just some key people that were having
right,
some problems with.
Right, right, No. Let's distinguish here. Fauntroy himself is a co-sponsor.
Uh-huh.
That is not to say that he wishes us to participate fully in the march.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can be a supportive in general without
mm-hmm.
being supportive in any specific case. Look at Feinstein's behavior in San Francisco.
Right.
So that's not so much the issue. Although yes, in general, if your listeners aren't aware of it, they should certainly be aware of the fact that in Congress, 17 of the 20 members of the Congressional Black Caucus are co-sponsors of the gay rights bill. Were it up to black legislators in this country, we would have our rights secured as lesbians and gays by federal legislation guaranteeing those rights. The gay rights bill would have passed had it been up to blacks in Congress. Okay, but the fact is blacks constitute less than 5% of the members of the House of Representatives, and of course there are no black senators, and yet they constitute more than 25% of the support of the co-sponsors of the gay rights bill. So that the fact of the matter is that as far as our rights are concerned on Capitol Hill, black support is overwhelming and crucial.
Were there any other disputes of this kind with any other minority groups involved?
Not to my knowledge, although I understand that there may have been some other groups that were also bidding for inclusion in the march, but I don't know what those groups were. I might also add that Billy Jones, who succeeded me last week as co-chair of the International Association of Black and White Men Together, as the black co-chair. And Billy is also founder of the National Coalition of Black Gays. Billy called me and told me that he was also advocating on behalf of the International Association our continued participation in the in the march that we would, that, you know, that we not withdraw. And of course, I also endorsed that action. It's more important that we be there and that it be, you know, that it, that we make a clear statement that we are, that we were supportive of the march and that we participated, and that we be there. And I think that history will look very critically at those leaders of the march, those organizers of the march who opposed our full participation. So I think that it's more important that we make our statement and that they be obliged subsequently to apologize for theirs to history. And that's, you know, that was in general, that seems to have been the position. Also, I don't know whether or not you received it, but a press release has been issued by the Gay Rights National Lobby, by Jerry Weller, assistant director to Stephen D., declaring, well, basically regretting and abhorring our exclusion, or specifically the exclusion of a lesbian or gay speaker in the march. And the assumption of that press release that I just got yesterday, the assumption of that press release was that it was final, that there would not be a lesbian or gay speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But as of my discussion with Billy the other day, that was not final. It was not known right up until the last moment. Friday, when I talked to him, it was not known whether or not, in fact, we would be able to get Audrey Lorde in for at least 5 minutes. That was one of the demands, that she be allowed to speak, whether a lesbian or gay speaker be allowed to speak for at least 5 minutes, not simply be allowed to get up and, you know, and wave and say hello. But the assumption of the Gay Rights National Lobby's press release was that request had been finally denied, and they were affirming that they would nonetheless fully participate in the march and advocate full participation of all lesbians and gays throughout the nation, but that they very much regretted the fact that our rights as lesbians and gays were not being recognized by the march committee.
Do you have any feelings in general on the 20th anniversary of the March on Washington?
Well, I think that obviously a lot has been done, a lot has been accomplished in the last 20 years, but a lot has still to be accomplished. I think that it's, my own feeling is that it's less a commemorative march than a new statement, a reaffirmation of our awareness and of our commitment to the pursuit of full civil rights for all people in this country who have been historically denied those rights and historically denied access to the resources of this country. So I don't think of it as a commemorative march. I think it is a very real and positive statement of our current concern. However, I very strongly suspect that the current administration will regard it as simply, they will ignore it altogether. Which is to be expected from the current administration, I suppose.
Okay. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.